Whether they know it or not, Florida taxpayers are funding certain statewide political campaigns. Supporters say the practice promotes diversity at the ballot box, but now the Speaker of the House is taking aim at the system. WFSU looks into who is actually benefiting from public financing. I'm Kate Payne. Speaker of the House Richard Corcoran wants Florida to reverse its public financing of state elections. While he isn't running for statewide office, or at least not yet, his criticisms could change the calculus for those who are. Corcoran says the practice insulates the insider political class and takes away from school children and first responders.
The claim that public financing is welfare for politicians, that is a bit of an empty slogan.
Chara Torres-Spellacy teaches elections law at Stetson University.
You could also characterize it as fair fight funds for democracy.
In Florida, eligible candidates for governor and cabinet seats can qualify for matching funds from the state.
The state will match a small contribution from a Florida donor up to $250. The candidate who accepts public financing also has to agree to an expenditure limit.
Torres-Spellacy says too many candidates get caught in a downward spiral of weak fundraising.
It's totally frustrating because, you know, these are doctors and lawyers and professors, and they are just seen as not serious candidates merely because of money.
Public financing is supposed to counteract that. The idea caught on with a certain presidential candidate in 2016.
Unless we move to public funding of elections, young people will continue to have to beg campaign funds from the rich and the powerful. That I want to see end.
That was U.S. Senator Bernie Sanders. But in Florida, in practice, underdog candidates from diverse backgrounds aren't the ones making bank, partly because candidates have to clear a baseline before they're eligible. Cabinet contenders have to raise $100,000, and those running for governor have to raise $150,000. Democratic Senator Perry Thurston says that's disqualifying some of the candidates who need the money most.
Maybe the amount could be lowered in terms of what a candidate has to raise before they have matching funds.
Thurston ran against incumbent Pam Bondi in 2014 for the attorney general seat. Bondi racked up $328,000 in state matching funds alone, outstripping the amount Thurston raised in his entire campaign. In past races, Bondi and Agriculture Commissioner Adam Putnam raised millions with the help of public funds, while some of their competitors struggled to scrape together $100,000. Despite the eligibility issue, Thurston stands by the goal of public financing.
I think the government would be better served if we could have an actual debate about the ideas instead of saying who can raise the most money. That's not always how you get your best representation.
But some challengers turn down the public money, even when they do qualify.
Let me first say it was a matter of a tremendous debate within my campaign.
That's former chief financial officer and one-time governor's candidate Alex Sink, a Democrat. She says she didn't take public funds in 2010 because of the severity of the Great Recession. Sink says there was a time when the system was viable and the public understood
that money is king in campaigns, and that unless you had a system to level the playing field, if you will, or limit the amount of money that could be spent, that we were going to end up in a free-for-all.
Flash forward to 2017.
And actually, that's where we are now. We're in a free-for-all. We weren't anticipating.
The 2010 U.S. Supreme Court decision, Citizens United, lifted the limits on private spending. Sink says that flood of so-called dark money makes public financing indefensible. $2 million of taxpayer funds and a $50 million governor's race won't make a bit of difference, she says.
And with so many critical needs in our state, education's underfunded, transportation's underfunded, I personally think that I agree with Speaker Corcoran that maybe the time has...
At the writing of this story, only Republican Matt Caldwell, candidate for Ag Commissioner, has announced he won't take taxpayer funding. The 2018 hopefuls have until June to make a final decision. It remains to be seen whether public financing will make a difference at the ballot box. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.